I have a question for everybody. Now, is it just me or has everybody had this one annoying voice inside their head? I don't know if that's just me or what, but that's what we're going to talk about today. You talking to yourself and that voice inside your head. Now, this is Random Radio and my name is David Bolander. I'm your host. Thank you. Now, to get started with this, basically, I have so many discussions with myself. If you want to count that voice inside your head as you, yes, I have so many freaking discussions with me, with myself. It's insane. And you know what? I think it solves a lot of my problems personally. Like you wouldn't imagine that solving that talking to yourself would actually solve your problems, but surprisingly enough, it helps me a lot just deal with my problems in life, right? Like, oh, I really don't want to get up today. And usually what I end up doing is, and actually, just to make it seem more like I'm talking to somebody, I actually almost put an observer or whatever it is that's communicating with me in like my closet or somewhere that I can't see it, like just out of my view, right? So then it almost seems like I'm just talking to somebody, right? And I usually give that thing my pessimism, which, or no, it depends on the day, but sometimes I give that my pessimism and other times I give it my optimism. Typically, if I'm having a rough morning, I give it my optimism. And if I'm having an amazing day and I just need to tone it down a little bit or I just need to think more clearly, then I give it my pessimism. Basically, but yeah, it just helps me so much. Like, oh, I'm so tired in the mornings, right? Usually what I do is I just listen to that voice saying, you know what? At least you get to go singing choir today. Oh, but that's gonna be a pain because we're gonna have to sing like 3 octaves higher than we're supposed to. Well, at least you get to see all your friends at school today. Well, I don't feel like being social today. Well, guess what? You're going to school because if you don't, then you're going to A, miss school, and B, you're gonna miss lessons, and C, you're gonna miss homework, and that's gonna be a big, big problem for everybody, right? Including you. It's gonna be an especially big problem for you, but yeah, that's just one of the ways that I help myself is having myself is just talking to myself, right? In fact, I half the time I say words aloud or I mutter them to whatever it is, right? I mumble mostly. But sometimes just during the day during school, then like if I'm feeling very defiant, specifically in my first hour, it's English. And I really don't like my English teacher. But if I'm feeling super defiant, then usually what I'll do is I'll just think to myself, or I'll do the same thing, except this time, then I'm not listening outside, like exterior for a voice. And I'm not saying that I actually hear a voice, but I'm saying like I imagine a voice and it's all, I can almost hear it, right? It's so real in my mind that it almost sounds audible, like actually, like, you know. Like actually in the real world, but it's not. But that's what I like to do is just split up my thought processes into different personality, into different personalities, and into different people. In fact, I remember when I was going through depression, and when I felt depression coming back on the rise during my freshman year and beginning of my sophomore year of high school, one thing that I did was basically I put all of my, I didn't individually do this, but like subconsciously, I'm pretty sure I just put all of my different personality traits into individual people, right? They don't even look like me, but you know, it was just like, I don't know. It was a very interesting thing, especially since when I, not even when I closed my eyes, but if I like zoned out and I focused hard enough, I could like see each of these individual people. I couldn't see any details, but like I could see mostly gray, and then the one that I was trying to pinpoint in color, right? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know. Like my depression and the thing that was anxiety for me. Some days then it would show up as, in fact, I think I had one time where it showed up as like a giant tree person, I guess. Which was an interesting day. But and then the next day, then it would turn into like a wrestler, another, or like a wrestler buff looking guy. Other days, then it would look like a tiny little like 6 or 5 year old like little girl, right? Like it just depended on the day. And honestly, if I and and believe me, each of those things, it's not necessarily that they hold significance towards me, but like they each have their own sort of power, right? It's interesting. Like the giant tree, then they're just trying to be intimidating in a I'm bigger than you kind of way, right? And then the buff guy is like the is intimidating me by the I'm stronger than you kind of way, right? The little girl, I don't even know how in the world, I don't even know what their power is, but it just, you know, that's what happens. But yeah, I like to subdivide all of the parts of me into different pieces, right? And I let my brain just kind of decide for itself what they look like on any given day, right? I'm sure that some days one of my emotions would show up as a computer or as a, like an inanimate object or an animate object even, or it would turn into a person, right? Usually it's people, but and I've that thought process has been fading, especially since my depression has been fading, which is amazing, by the way. But I highly recommend trying this out. It helps me so much. First off, talking to myself and imagining that some other part of me, or that whatever I'm communicating with, right, is just barely out of my sight so that I can almost hear their voice, right? And try to have an actual real discussion and let your subconscious do the talking for them, right? Or like what you think their response would be, then respond to that, right? If you know what I mean, that's what I like to do, is just, especially like right before bed, then I just like to just throw things out there to, like I don't care if they're personal, if they're not personal or whatever, or like I don't even know. I don't know. And it helps me to voice these things, just to lay it out to the universe and just to say, or just even just to lay it out to my brain and just say, hey, this is how I'm feeling, right? I like, oh yeah, I'm extra tired today. I'm just gonna like, or you know, I'm just extra tired today. Right? And then usually then what will happen is I'll work something out with myself where it's like, okay, I'm gonna just sit, read a book, or I'm just gonna watch some YouTube, or I'm gonna, you know, do whatever that I feel like doing for relaxing for like an hour, and then I'll get my homework done because I'm just so out of it, right? That's what I like to do, and that's one way that helps me, is that like I can, it's almost like you're having an actual debate between among yourself, right? It's like, oh, I just kind of want to sit here all day and do absolutely nothing, which would be amazing, but none of us can do that. And so I put my other brain in charge, or I guess a good way to put it is like the other me, right? It's weird. But I put that in charge of the actual, you know, the actual like logistics of it, like okay, what is the reality of the situation? What can I actually do? And what can I actually not do, right? Like, I cannot sit at home all day and do absolutely nothing, right? Like, 24/7 for the rest of my life. I can't do that. And so I just like to, you know, and then I'm like, well, can I at least sit for like half an hour? And it's like, you know what? I'll do you one better. We can sit for an hour. You can sit for an hour and then you can get your homework done after dinner or something, or you can get your homework done later, so at some other point, right? I don't know, it just helps me so much just to, I guess, make a debate with yourself, make have a conversation with yourself, just to put it out there and almost be, and like I'm not saying that this is in any way any substitution for like social contact, which just because like I don't know. I still get plenty of social time with lots of people I know, including friends, family, you know, everything like that. But I'd say that talking to yourself is really, really healthy. And that's actually one reason why I've heard of a lot of people going into something called lucid dreaming, where basically your brain thinks up a situation for you, right? But then instead of just kind of going along with the flow, then you can actually control things, right? And what I've heard is that if you talk to like a character that your brain thinks up, it's kind of like talking to your subconscious, right? And it will basically say what your subconscious is thinking, right? And of course, then you can control that in a way, but you know, it's really healthy to do. And I think that this is my way of doing that, right? Is just talking to yourself through it. And of course, it took me, I don't even know, like at least 3 to 5 months to actually get an audible voice or semi-audible, you know, like just something that sounds in your head so real that it's like audible, like you can actually hear it, right? You know what I mean? It's just that took me a lot of time to do, as have a number of other things. It's taken time and it's taken practice, but and honestly, a good way that I'd say, if you want to start off getting a voice, assign that voice a specific voice, right? For example, I'm feeling, I don't know, I'm feeling very down today, let's say, right? I'm going to give this the voice of a motivational speaker I heard just a couple weeks ago, right? And then I can just think up whatever it would be thinking, right? And then I kind of hear their voice because I don't have to make up a voice myself. And that's a good way to start, honestly. I'd highly recommend trying this out just because it helps so much just to voice your thoughts and your opinions, right? Even if you're not doing them to somebody specifically, you're still, I guess, learning to accept it. I guess that's a good way to put it, is that you are accepting it by voicing it. Right? By voicing it to yourself, then you're kind of just accepting a fact, right? Like, yeah, I know I'm lazy, right? Like you say that aloud to yourself, and then you're like, you know what? I am, but that doesn't have to control me, right? It's like it's just words. It's just a few words that you're saying to yourself, right? And though it might be a fact, then there's still things that you can do, right? And that's one thing that really, really helps me just with mental stability, mental health, and all that jazz, you know. But yeah, I guess that's my whole spiel for today. And recording this at 9:30, or this is finishing at 9:30. So yeah, let's hope. No, this coming week should be good. This should be good, but yeah, I'd highly recommend trying this technique out if you're struggling with anything, right? Or if you're going through a very stressful time, just talk it out to yourself. Like, however counterintuitive that seems or that sounds, it helps so much. Like, you have no idea. It's just amazing. I love it, and it's honestly the best thing short of going to a fully fledged counselor. And even if you go to a counselor, I'd recommend still doing this just because, just like, whenever you have you time, or like where you're just by yourself, or where you know nobody can either understand or hear you, right? Just start doing it, right? Just start being like, you know, I'm having a rough day today, right? And then I guess your second voice can just say, okay, well, why is everything just so terrible? And then you can start listing things off, right? And you can just say, well, like, it's not really one specific thing, it's all these different things. Right? And then your brain can say, okay, well, let's deal with things one at a time, right? And I guess that just takes a lot of practice to think through, but and believe me, I've gotten in plenty of arguments with myself, which is embarrassing, but you know, it's helped me resolve a lot of my problems and a lot of my, you know, just situations generally, right? Or and it's and I have a very, very big problem with like having a lack of courage, I suppose, or having a lack of motivation or anything, or any of those things, right? Like, usually then if it's like, well, should I text my friends and ask if they're going to the Emotion Bowl this week? And maybe, and then my other brain's like, no, you're going to do it. I don't care if you feel like you're not able to do it, you're going to do it, and the worst thing they're going to say is no, right? It's literally a yes or no question. You can ask a yes or no question. And so then I spend the next half an hour phrasing it and consulting with myself about how good or bad something is, right? That's, I don't know. It just helps me. It just helps me so much, and that's one thing that I would really like to spread, I guess. And people always associate talking to yourself with like insanity. I highly disagree with that notion, or that with that correlation, just because it's like, I don't know, I talk to myself and I host a podcast, which is probably pretty insane of me, but either way, you know, it's just, I don't know, it just helps me so much just to have almost feel like somebody else is like in it, is like in the middle of the situation with me and helping me out, right? Rather than like a counselor or somebody that you're talking to who's like, yeah, they can give you all the advice they want, but it's really only you who can make the decision, right? Well, now you have a second you that is being that parent or counselor that's actually pushing you to do stuff, right? You know, it's just so helpful for me. But yeah, that I know I said that was my whole spiel like 10 minutes ago, but either way, it's just I just think it's a really, really cool concept, and I'd highly recommend trying it out. But yeah, that's basically everything I had planned for today. I'd actually like to hear if any of you guys down in the comments have any, like, if you guys have a voice in your head, or if you guys talk to yourselves, right? Or if that's just a me thing. Because it very well might be, but, you know, I'd just like to hear it, I guess. But anyway, thank you guys for listening in. I am David Bolander, and this was Random Radio, signing off.